that is Corona. My name is Corona, and I work at the Holiday Inn Express. I am the Express Start Breakfast Attendant, and I'm here to ask, to beg, to plead, to stop making jokes about my name, Corona. Just because my name is Corona doesn't mean it has anything to do with the coronavirus. As I'm making the scrambled eggs and the bacon and stocking the Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Corn Flakes, people come up to me and they look at my name tag and they tell me, oh, your name is Corona? And I go, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And they go, oh, are we gonna get the coronavirus from you? And I go into the break room and I cry. Why do they do this? My name is Corona. I had nothing to do with the coronavirus. I don't know what it is. Please stop. Please stop it. The last time a man had a bowl of oatmeal, and when he saw my name tag, he spit it out and he said, oh, I'm going to get the coronavirus. And I couldn't believe it. I said, no, sir. You're not going to get the coronavirus. My name is Corona. It doesn't have anything to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other. So please stop. Please stop. That's all I'm asking. Thank you. My name is Corona.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing today? This is Larry and Seok, and I'm a mobile DJ. I play birthday parties, weddings, funerals, baby showers, and everything in between. And I just want to make something perfectly clear to everyone right here, right now, is that the name is In Seok. I-N-S-E-L-L. I'm not an involuntary celibate, and I have proof, because I got some great action this weekend. I was asked to be the mobile DJ for a child's birthday party. This is a child with special needs that is a huge Star Trek fan. And they said, is it possible for you to be wearing a Starfleet uniform? And I said, well, with the amount of time that you've given me to get prepared, I'm not going to be able to get an authentic uniform, but I can just get a camouflage jumpsuit and then put the Starfleet command logo, just patch it on real quick, and that should be enough. And they said, that seems reasonable, so we'll go with that. So when I went to that special needs child's birthday party, I was blown away by the women that were taking to me. And there was one woman in particular. Yes, she was special needs. Apparently special needs runs in this family. It's a genetic thing. She said to me,
I
was confused, so I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. What was it that you were asking me? And she said,
I just space poof.
And that's when I realized that because I had the Star Trek Starfleet logo patched onto a camouflage outfit, that she thought I was a part of the Space Force. And, you know, normally I wouldn't take advantage of the special needs community, but this was a woman that, despite the fact that she probably likes to dip apples in mayonnaise and eat it, there was just something very sexy about her. She just had nice full lips, beautiful waist, incredible butt. So I thought to myself, if everyone thinks you're an incel, let's prove people wrong. So I said, I'm Larry Incel. And yes, I am in the Space Force. And then that's when she said,
Would you like to sex me? Sex me?
And I took that to mean, would I like to have some sex with her? And I said, I'll be more than happy to oblige. So my tip for folks out there, especially those who want to get some stank on their hang low, is to get a camouflage uniform, put the Star Trek Starfleet logo, patch it onto that camouflage uniform, and just walk around, and you are bound to get people, particularly special needs, saying, are you a part of the Space Force? And if they're good looking enough, just have sex with them. Just take advantage of the opportunity. I'm just throwing the tip out there. I'm Larry Incel, and I just want to, help people. That's my job. Thank you. God bless you all. And I am not, I repeat, an involuntary celibate.
How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. I'm doing a bit of travel in order to provide a report on the Royal Rumble on an upcoming installment of Grady Nation. But I do want to talk about something that has stood out this week. All this uproar about Joe Rogan endorsing Bernie Sanders. And I'm struck by it because I'm flabbergasted as to how people even care about what Joe has to say. Because Joe has been consistently bad at everything he's done his entire life. And somehow he has cultivated some measure of online fame and influence, which is puzzling. Because if you've ever seen him in news radio, Joe cannot act. If you ever saw the show Fear Factor, as he was instructing some trailer park folks to stuff 10 wolf spiders in their mouth and hold them inside their mouth for 15 seconds, he's not a very good host. In terms of stand-up comedy, Joe wouldn't even be a opener introducing the acts if we were honest and serious about the quality of his act. It's not very good. He's not a very good comedian. So to hear all this rigmarole about, oh my God, can you believe that Joe Rogan endorsed Bernie Sanders? My perspective is, who cares? Joe is not a very good podcast host. I mean, if you think so, I feel sorry for you. But you're entitled to your opinion. Yes, he asks questions and he lets the guest answer, and that might be a bit refreshing for people in this day and age where it seems like all the hosts interrupt the guest. But other than that, what is the talent? What does he bring to the table? He brings absolutely nothing to the table. And so everyone getting up in arms, going crazy, lighting themselves on fire about Joe endorsing Breadline Bernie. At the end of the day, please realize it's not going to make a lick of difference. We have to stop getting in this mindset that what happens in the online world, especially in Twitter, social media, that's reality. Be skeptical. Just because people care about something on Twitter doesn't mean they care about it in the real world. It's that simple. All right, Great A Nation, I'll check in with you with a report on the Royal Rumble match on the next installment of Great A Nation. I appreciate you listening. Please spread the word. Tell people to subscribe. It's very important, because the more subscribers there are, increases the number of downloads, which is good for me. It allows me to get more hookers. No, I'm not joking. I appreciate what everyone has done so far. Thank you so much, and I'll check in with you soon.